Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Makalipas ang higit isang dekada, magkakaroon na ng pagbabago sa citizenship test ng Australia. Kasama na sa mga dapat pag-aralan ang malayang pamamahayag, halaga ng demokrasya at pantay na oportunidad. Dumating sa Australia noong 2013 mula Abu Dhabi si Edward Quinn. Nag-aral siya ng master's degree sa mechanical engineering at kumuha ng pagsasanay sa intellectual property law. Dahil sa kanyang kaalaman at skills, nakapag-apply siya ng permanent residency at kalaunan ay naging citizen.
I had this sense of confidence, I would say. I mean, excitement. I'm not a person who gets easily excited, but I would say I was definitely feeling a lot more confident, having spent already a number of years working and contributing to society, to finally getting that recognition. Actually, now you're going to be officially a part of this country and you do belong here. That was great.
Pero sa ilalim ng bagong rehimen, magkakaroon ng pagbabago sa citizenship exam. Ang mga nais maging Australian citizen ay dapat ituon ng pag-aaral sa Australian history at democracy. Ayon kay Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge, kailangang masagot ng tama ang 5 multiple choice questions para pumasa.
The key change which we're announcing today is that we'll be placing much greater emphasis on Australian values in the citizenship test and away from just core facts and figures. Now, what I mean by that is it'll be questions in relation to our parliamentary democracy, freedom of speech, equality of men and women, rather than questions on Don Bradman or FARLAP as such.
Kasama sa mga binagong tanong ng pagsusulit ay kung malaya ba ang makakapili ng mapapangasawa ang mga Australian, nasasapawan ba ng religious laws ang Australian laws, at dapat bang bigyan ng pantay na karapatan o oportunidad ang mga babae at lalaki. Dagdag pa ni Ginoong Tudge, maaring ma-download ng mga citizen ang bagong guide na Australian Citizenship or Common Bond na kailangang pag-aralang mabuti.
The test is there to encourage people to study this guide, to learn deeply our Australian values before they become Australian citizens.
Wala namang magiging pagbabago sa English language or residency requirements para sa citizenship. Nitong nakaraang buwan, inalis na ng pamahalaan ang limitasyon ng oras para sa English classes. Ang mga migrants na di gaanong nakakapag-English ay pinapayagang umattend ng English class na libre sa ilalim ng Adult Migrant English Program o AMEP. Sa panayam sa Channel 9, iginiit ni Prime Minister Scott Morrison ang halaga ng kasanayan sa pagsasalita ng Ingles.
One of the things I learnt when I was an immigration minister, Carl, and a social services minister, is that people's employment outcomes as a migrant to Australia rapidly increase if they have got a good, strong command of English. And that is such an important skill that migrants who come to Australia need to have the best possible life in Australia.
Samantala, ayon kay Mohammed Al-Kafaji, ang chief executive ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, tinatanggap nila ang pagbabago, pero marami pa rin dapat isaalang-alang.
Some of the Australian values that will be tested are common values that are not just unique to Australia, but many people, overwhelming majority of people who are in Australia and want to become Australians, share those values. Values like family traditions, the respect to the rule of law, democracy, and fairness and equality.
Inaasahan niya ang konsultasyon sa FECCA sa mga bagong tanong.
So some of the questions include something along the lines of, do you encourage violence if you disagree with someone's opinion or if you've been insulted? Or do you believe that men and women have equal rights in Australia? I mean, obviously, some of these questions are quite obvious. And to some communities, they will come as condescending. So we look forward to being consulted on some of these questions, and I think there is a better way of testing some of those values.
Dagdag pa niya, mayroong 150,000 applications na ang nakalodge at aabuti ng 2 taon ng paghihintay para dito, na aniya ay hindi katanggap-tanggap. Hiling niya na mabawasan ang panahon sa pag-aantay para mabigyan ng kasiguraduhan ang mga future Australian. Samantala, ang bagong pagsusulit ay magsisimula na sa kalagitnaan ng Nobyembre. Yan ang ulat ni Shubha Krishnan at Alan Lee para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.